Part 2. You'll hear a lecture about Celtic languages. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Welsh is the native language of Wales and the most flourishing of the Celtic languages. It is spoken not only in Wales, but also in some communities in the United States and Argentina. Of course, the majority of Welsh speakers also speak English. Not so long ago, the Welsh language was in danger of dying out, but the Society for the Welsh Language has saved it from becoming extinct. Moreover, this organisation has been working to make sure that Welsh is recognised as an official language to be learnt at school along with English. As a result, several schools in Wales now use Welsh as the main language of teaching, and television and radio broadcasts are also made in Welsh. Welsh is easier than some European languages to learn because it has got rid of case endings for nouns. Verbs, however, are a very different story. Irish, or Irish Gaelic, is one of the oldest Celtic languages. There are about 370 ancient gravestones dating from the 5th to the 8th century in southwestern Ireland and Wales with Gaelic inscriptions on them, consisting almost completely of proper names. Originally, Irish was a highly inflected language. Today, it has basically two noun cases only, namely nominative and genitive. There is a dative case, but only for feminine nouns in the singular. Verbs are relatively easy to learn because Irish has only two verb tenses. This, of course, makes Irish easier to learn than other European languages, with the possible exception of Italian and Spanish. In the western and southwestern parts of Ireland, it is an official language and everyone speaks it there. But it is also spoken in Northern Ireland by a small minority. Unfortunately, however, the past century has witnessed the number of Irish-speaking persons drop dramatically. The number of people using the language in Ireland has gone down from about 50 to less than 20%.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Welsh is the native language of Wales and the most flourishing of the Celtic languages. It is spoken not only in Wales, but also in some communities in the United States and Argentina. Of course, the majority of Welsh speakers also speak English. Not so long ago, the Welsh language was in danger of dying out, but the Society for the Welsh Language has saved it from becoming extinct. Moreover, this organisation has been working to make sure that Welsh is recognised as an official language to be learnt at school along with English. As a result, several schools in Wales now use Welsh as the main language of teaching, and television and radio broadcasts are also made in Welsh. Welsh is easier than some European languages to learn because it has got rid of case endings for nouns. Verbs, however, are a very different story. Irish, or Irish Gaelic, is one of the oldest Celtic languages. There are about 370 ancient gravestones dating from the 5th to the 8th century in southwestern Ireland and Wales with Gaelic inscriptions on them, consisting almost completely of proper names. Originally, Irish was a highly inflected language. Today, it has basically two noun cases only, namely nominative and genitive. There is a dative case, but only for feminine nouns in the singular. Verbs are relatively easy to learn because Irish has only two verb tenses. This, of course, makes Irish easier to learn than other European languages, with the possible exception of Italian and Spanish. In the western and southwestern parts of Ireland, it is an official language and everyone speaks it there. But it is also spoken in Northern Ireland by a small minority. Unfortunately, however, the past century has witnessed the number of Irish-speaking persons drop dramatically. The number of people using the language in Ireland has gone down from about 50 to less than 20%.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.